This is Akashvani, the news read by Aparajita Nair. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a three-day visit to the United States from 21st to 23rd of this month. Briefing the media in New Delhi yesterday, Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri said during the visit, Prime Minister Modi will take part in the Quad Leaders Summit in Wilmington, Delaware on Saturday. The Foreign Secretary informed that Prime Minister will interact with several foreign leaders and interact with the Indian diaspora in the US. He said the Prime Minister will also meet with a host of business and industry leaders. Mr. Misri informed that bilateral meetings with the leaders of Japan and Australia are also on the cards. Mr. Misri said the Prime Minister will travel to New York to attend the Summit of the Future at the United Nations on Monday. The theme of the summit is Multilateral Solutions for a Better Tomorrow. Union Home and Cooperation Minister Amit Shah has said that White Revolution 2.0 will lead to empowerment of women, fight malnutrition in children, generate employment, strengthen organic farming, and enhance soil fertility through organic farming in the country. He was speaking at a national level conference in New Delhi yesterday on a series of transformational initiatives taken in 100 days of his ministry. He said, today India has become the largest milk-producing country in the world. Mr. Shah said, maximum women are engaged in the dairy sector, with some generating business worth 60,000 crore rupees in Gujarat alone. The cooperation minister said, it was a long-standing demand that there should have been a Ministry of Cooperation, and this demand was fulfilled by the NDA government. On the occasion, Mr. Shah also launched a guidebook on formation and strengthening of 2 lakh new MPACs, primary dairy and fishery cooperative societies, in villages or panchayats uncovered so far, SOP on White Revolution 2.0, and cooperation among cooperatives. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar has called on the media to move away from an individual-centric approach and focus on institutions and national growth. Addressing the inaugural session of the Sansad TV at 3 conclave at Parliament House yesterday, Mr. Dhankar emphasized that the media should focus more on positive developmental stories from different parts of the country. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla addressed the valedictory session of the conclave. Mr. Birla said, the credibility and authenticity of news are in crisis today, and Sansad TV, as an important chapter of the parliamentary system, is doing commendable work in filling this gap by spreading the spirit of democracy to the people. Junior doctors of all the medical colleges of West Bengal will withdraw their cease work today. They will join the emergency duties from today. A unanimous decision was taken by them yesterday. The junior doctors under the umbrella organization West Bengal Junior Doctors Front were sitting in front of Swasthya Bhavan, the state health department, for more than a week, demanding justice for the PGT doctor who was raped and murdered brutally while on duty at the R.G. Kerr Medical College and Hospital in Kolkata on 9th August. Union Jal Shakti Minister Sri Chandrakant Raghunath Patil said that the suggestions and recommendations received from the India Water Week 2024 will be key for water conservation in the country. Addressing the valedictory session at the India Water Week at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi yesterday, Mr. Patil said that many fresh and innovative ideas have been discovered at the event that will be entertained by the government. Rajasthan's Industry and Commerce Minister, Colonel Rajyavardhan Rathore, led an investors' roadshow in Doha, Qatar, yesterday as part of the international outreach for the upcoming Rising Rajasthan Global Investment Summit 2024. Lauding Prime Minister Narendra Modi's global stature, the spokesperson for the United Nations Secretary General, Stefan Dujarric, said that his as well as India's voice in diplomacy is a very loud and important one. The first cricket test of the two-match series against Bangladesh, India were 339 for 6 at the end of the first day's play at M. E. Chidambaram Stadium in Chennai. The India Meteorological Department has forecast heavy rainfall in Andaman and Nicobar Islands still today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.